Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the podcast. This, of course, is Stinchfield. So there's a lot of talk about these debates, a lot of talk about Joe Biden. And why would he get himself involved with a debate with President Trump when you know he's going to lose? Maybe what's happening here is the sabotage of Joe Biden from within the Democrat Party. Maybe it's a Democrat debate sabotage. Maybe this is Operation Oust Joe Biden starting to unfold. There is no way Joe Biden is going to hang with Donald Trump. 4 years ago, he had a hard enough time. Now 4 years have passed. He's gotten older. His mental decline has been as rapid as it gets. I believe there are those inside the Democrat Party that still want to oust Joe Biden from the ticket. And this debate may be one way to do it. Here's another thing that I just saw. His speech, his commencement address at Morehouse, the all-black college, that was a disaster. He played the race game as hard as I've ever seen anyone play. That doesn't make any sense. The Democrats have proven to me they are now realizing this race-baiting game is not working for them. Blacks and Hispanics have turned on them. So who wrote Joe Biden's speech? Again, I think Joe Biden is the victim of sabotage now. Really the victim of his own self, because he is a shell of a human being. I mean, he's an empty suit is what he is. Then I also see a video floating around online, 2 years old. But this video is everywhere and it's being portrayed as if it's recent. Who's behind that? I actually believe Democrats may be behind that. They realize that Donald Trump continues to gain in the polls. This is going to be big trouble for, of course, Joe Biden and the Democrats. GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com, Stinchfield 1776. And don't forget my friends over at Midas Gold Group. Of course, they're the main sponsor of this program, MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. Now's the time to put some money into precious metals, 855-322-GOLD. The veteran-owned Midas Gold Group can help you. All right, with that, folks, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, so I do find it very, very interesting that there's a video floating around now about Joe Biden, and it's old, but it's being portrayed over the weekend as a new video. Now, it's about as bad as Joe Biden gets. His eyes are glazed over. He doesn't blink. They're completely dilated. And so you have to say, is he sick? Is he on something? What is going on with Joe Biden? Now, this is being floated around. It's 2 years old. We know where he is now, but why is this video being floated around 2 years later? Let me play some of it, and then I'll tell you why it's being floated around 2 years later, because it is designed to hurt Joe Biden, and I believe the Democrats are the ones that are now passing this, and Republicans have taken the bait and are spreading this as well.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act.
Folks, I want you to look at him. He doesn't blink. Look at him here. Look closely at his eyes. They are dark. They are black. They're empty. Now, we've known this about Joe Biden for a long time. So why now? Because they see the writing on the wall. President Trump in every swing state, some of these swing states, he's pushing 10 points. And remember, we got to get the turnout so big that they can't steal it. Look at Joe Biden.
The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that.
All right. And if you see him there, he comes off as sick. He comes off as almost a zombie. And again, it's part of the setup job. The Democrats cannot win this election, folks. They can try to cheat, but right now President Trump is taking a barnstorm across the country with huge numbers in the blacks, huge numbers in Hispanics, huge numbers in even white suburban women, his hardest demographic. They are coming around to Donald Trump because they shop at the grocery store. They can't stand what they see. Literally, it is brutal how expensive things have gotten. So adding to the idea that Joe Biden is being set up. His speech at Morehouse College. Now, this speech was about as divisive. It may be the most divisive speech I have ever seen in my life by an elected leader. It is so over the top. He is overloading on racial inequity and social justice that it backfires on them. And again, whoever wrote this speech may be part of the setup job. Joe Biden falls for a hook, line, and sinker because he has no brain.
It's natural to wonder if democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street, what is democracy? Betrayal of broken promises still leave black communities behind.
Who gave him the broken promises? Democrats. And stop with the nonsense of black people being killed in the streets. Black people, and specifically young black men, are being killed in the streets, but not by cops as he's portraying here. Young black men are being killed by other young black men. And young mothers and older mothers of these black children are seeing this. And they're saying, we want law and order back in our cities. We don't want the rampant gang violence where I've got to worry about my son going out at 10 o'clock at night and not coming home. This is the Democrats that have pushed this. Yet what he's trying to do here is lay it at the feet of Republicans.
What is democracy? You have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. And most of all, what does it mean, as we've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure?
Does America not love black folks back in equal measure? I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask black people about this. I find a lot of this very hard to believe. Now, I will acknowledge you acknowledge this. If you grow up in the hood, in a black poor neighborhood, your chance of success is far less than if you're a white kid growing up in a fancy rich neighborhood. But I say black and white, but it really isn't about color. It's about socioeconomics, because if you're a white kid growing up in a trailer park in East Texas where there's a meth lab next to you, you have the same chances of success the black kid in the hood does. Not very good. Why is that? It's not because the opportunity doesn't exist for you. It's not because the schools are bad. It's because the family unit is broken. There's nobody looking out after the kid. There's nobody there making him do the homework. There's no one making the kid be held accountable. You've got a mother who's probably working two jobs. She's not home. She's lucky if she's got a mother that can watch over these kids, but have other kids. And so when you have three and four children at 24 years old or younger, how are you going to prop that kid up for success? This is not just blacks. This is blacks and whites if you're poor. The opportunity is there. Now, he mentions this idea of you've got to be 10 times better to get a job. Now, you and I all know this is a lie. And in fact, I'll just go back to my time in TV. My general manager in Hartford, Connecticut, when I was working for NBC News, said if I was black, I'd be the White House correspondent at NBC News. Now, thank God, I'm not the White House correspondent at NBC News. I love my job much better. But before I got into conservative talk 15 years ago or whatever it was, this was a dream. Back at the end of when at least media had some semblance of journalism, not anymore. Ashamed of my time in mainstream media. But the reality is you have a high-ranking member of NBC telling me, and that was 15 years ago, that if I was black, I'd be much more successful in TV news than a white guy. How many of you at work know that with all of these diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, you have minorities getting positions because they have to be filled? Now, if I'm the minority, I don't want the position because of that. I'll take it because I'll try to get ahead any way I can. And so if you're going to give me that position, well, I'll take it and I'll do a knockdown great job at it. But it is, quite frankly, insulting. Why my 15-year-old son comes to me when I said, dude, your English class drop below 90s. You got to be getting A's. I want all A's so you can make top 10%. You can get whatever college you want in Texas. He says, Dad, what if I just claim to be trans and black and that I identify that way? Then I can get into any school I want. I said, well, it's a good idea, I guess. I said, please tell me you're not trans. No, Dad, I'm just saying I could do it just to get into school. Like, you understand how ridiculous even he understands the whole thing is. So stop with the you had to be 10 times better. DEI has changed it on that. The people being persecuted today in many respects, I believe, are white men. There's a war on white men going on today. It's a lot harder now in corporate America to get ahead as a white man than it is as a black or Hispanic man in corporate America. Now, that isn't to say that coming from I would consider my family to be upper middle class, borderline a wealthy family from northern Westchester, New York. I had some opportunities that other kids don't. My father paid for college, right? Full college. I didn't have to pay anything. That allowed me to do some things during school to set me on the track to success. I wasn't having to work, though I did, by the way. I sold t-shirts and made a lot of money. I never had to ask my parents for spending money because I already started businesses back in college. I thought I was a baller back then, having $5, $10, $15,000 in cash lying around my dorm room selling t-shirts for 15 bucks a pop. But this is where Joe Biden is totally wrong. I'm going to play another clip for you where, again, he doubles down on all of this. But before I do that, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at the Wellness Company. So twc.health/grant is where I want you to go. Right now, we've got this bird flu going on. I just saw Dr. Peter McCullough. He says they think they're going to institute some kind of a food shortage in order with this bird flu pandemic, a so-called pandemic. They'll start to scare us to saying it's gain of function, jumping human to human. Well, the Wellness Company has a great kit with it, their contagion kit with medications in there to help you fight off the bird flu, if that's what we need to do. But right now, you can get ivermectin in these kits. That's great. Hard to get. Z-Pak and other life-saving medications. I urge you to go to the Wellness Company, twc.health/grant. Use that promo code GRANT for 10% off. You will not regret it. The Wellness Company, you want that speed of delivery of these drugs into your body. Why wouldn't you have prescription medications on hand? I've got food. I've got water. I've got ammunition. Now I have prescription medications. This is about keeping your family safe. twc.health/grant. Pay him a visit today. All right. Let me play you another clip from Joe Biden at Morehouse. Again, lying to black students, pandering to them to trick them into voting for him.
In America, we're all created equal. Extremists close the doors of opportunity. Strike down affirmative action. Attack the values of diversity, equality, and inclusion. I never thought when I was graduating in 1968, as your honoree just was, we talked about, I never thought I'd be in a present a time when there's a national effort to ban books. Not to write history, but to erase history.
Why is he so angry, by the way? You're giving a commencement speech to young men and women who are now going out into the world to make something of their lives, and you're angry, screaming, and yelling. This is not a campaign speech. This is supposed to be a motivational speech for these young people to go out and be successful. Now, everything he said there is an absolute lie. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. What does it do? It gives an unfair advantage to someone because of the color of their skin. It's the exact opposite of what I teach my child to be colorblind. Shouldn't matter about the color of your skin. I don't want you to be black and have an advantage. I don't want you to be white and have an advantage. I want it to operate like professional sports. The smartest, the best, the most proficient. They're the ones who get on the playing field. They're the ones who get the best jobs. But he doesn't go down this road. He starts yelling and screaming at them.
They don't see you in the future of America, but they're wrong. To me, we make history, not erase it. We know black history is American history.
You know, that's a smattering of applause. Like, that's not people cheering this guy. They're looking at him like, hey, grumpy old man, you're a racist. You've said very racist things all along the way. You've made fun of Indians who own 7-Elevens. You called Barack Hussein Obama a clean, smart black man. You cozied up next to senators who were embraced by the Ku Klux Klan. He said, if you ain't black, if you're not voting for him. I mean, this guy is a racist.
Many of you graduates don't know me, but check my record. You know what I'm saying. I mean from my gut.
Yeah, we checked the record. I just told you the record.
We know black men are going to help us lead us to the future. Black men from this class in this university. But graduates, this is what we're up against. Extremist forces aligned against the meaning and message of moral.
Yeah, extremist forces meaning Democrats. Do you want to know what my commencement address would be to black men and women at an all-black college? My commencement address would be, right now at this point in time in history, you have the greatest opportunity that you may have ever had ahead of you. You've got black men and women waking up to the idea of entrepreneurship and freedom. You live in a country where anyone can succeed if they put their mind to it. You live in a country that was built on the idea that we should have opportunity for all. And I urge every single one of you out there to go take advantage of that opportunity. Go live your dream. Don't ever back down. Be bold. And if some racist gets in the way of you, shove it off. It's their problem, not yours. That anybody can be beat, because right always wins. The truth always wins. Freedom always wins. We live in America. Take advantage of this nation and the opportunity it provides you. Get excited about the future. Get excited about possibility. And if you fail, take it as a learning experience. And know that when you come back from failure, you've got the knowledge of how not to do something the next time around. That failure can actually be a good thing. And for every black person in this room, as more and more people wake up to the idea that they can do it too, it's going to be a benefit for everybody. So you in this room need to go out there, take the torch. You in this room need to go out there and spread the word to every black person, every Hispanic person, heck, every white person out there. But spread the word that you can do anything you want, anything at all. And that's the beauty of this country. And this college prepared you for the skills you need to go out there and make it happen. So don't back down and go out there and make it happen. Isn't that better than black people are being killed in the streets by cops? They're banning books about black history. Not the case. They want to hold you down when in fact it was Democrats holding black people down. Why wouldn't you be upbeat and positive? Joe Biden doesn't have that ability. So this gets us back to the debate. He pulls this shenanigans, and you've got to ask yourself now, how is he going to pull this off in the debate? If he gets angry like that, it's not going to be good. If he goes down this road of ultimate division and Donald Trump, you're a racist, black people are on to it. How did he get through this speech? So again, I've been calling early on, I was one of the first to call for it, that Joe Biden needs to be drug tested before and after. I told Laura Trump, Joe Biden needs to be drug tested before and after. Now I'm seeing many of my Republican colleagues, some members of Congress, they're not my colleagues at Congress, obviously I'm not a congressman, but certainly we are on the same page, especially people like Ana Paulina Luna and Byron Donalds. They're calling for a drug test of Joe Biden.
Should there be drug testing before these debates? Marie, I'll tell you, I absolutely agree with that. There should. You could tell that Joe Biden comes in, he's jacked up, and then as the hour goes by, he slowly winds down. So the American people need to understand if they're giving him some injection so that he can actually look like he's coherent and he's with us, because the other parts of the time, he's not. This is why we want to get the Hur tapes, because obviously during that session with Robert Hur, things did not go well. The American people need to understand what is the true mental capacity of Joe Biden.
Well, I think we understand. We just want proof. We hear those tapes. We'll get the proof. But again, if you are Joe Biden's handlers, if you're on his PR team, how would you agree to this debate unless it's a setup job? That has to be what it is. I don't know anything else. Now, think about Joe Biden's comments to black folks. I want you to listen to him, and then I want you to listen to a guy like Ben Carson. Ben Carson was on State of the Union over on CNN over the weekend. And I want you to take the difference in tone, in hopefulness about where we're headed as a nation. I think Ben Carson is still on a short list for President Trump's VP spot.
I think, you know, black Americans are no different than any other Americans. You know, they feel the pinch of the inflation. You know, they know what it feels like when they have to go fill up their gas tank. They see the crime that's running rampant, that people, repeat offenders, are being let out of prison and endangering them and their neighborhoods. They see what's happening with the border and how that's impacting their own communities, how other people's issues are being put on the front burners and theirs are being put on the back burners. I think those are the issues that are pushing them toward Trump.
So, folks, you see the tone? It's calm, cool, it's collected, it's based off of fact. He's not making black folks out to be victims, which is exactly what the Democrats want. They want black folks to believe that they're victims. We're not victims now anymore. We live in a country where you can overcome being a victim. Don't be a victim. This is advice to anybody out there. And in fact, to continue my commencement speech, to anybody of any color, don't be a victim. Don't be a crime victim. Don't be a victim of a bigot. Don't be a victim of corporate America DEI policies. You have it within your ability to handle your own business. Refuse to be victimized. And if you are, learn from it. Come back stronger. All right. I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. Folks, Patriot Mobile now has a new product called Patriot One. One phone, two lines. I've got one of these products. No other cell phone company in America can offer you this product. One phone, two lines, one cell phone bill. All right. So I have a Patriot Mobile One plan. I've got two lines. I've got one from Verizon, one from T-Mobile. One goes down, I'm golden. Folks, you need to get on board with this plan. Not to mention, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. I was at the NRA convention over the weekend in Dallas. Patriot Mobile had a huge setup there. You think Verizon or AT&T had a setup at the NRA convention? No. But Patriot Mobile knows the importance of gun owners, knows the importance of freedom, the Second Amendment. This is why I'm with this company. Because it's innovative with the Patriot One program. And of course, it's pushing for policies and beliefs that I believe in. The Constitution, freedom, liberty, all of those things. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. That's the website. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT is the number. And use the promo code Grant for free activation, which is a big savings. And again, this Patriot Mobile One plan is great. One phone, two lines. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT. Give them a call. Tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right. Turning now to, well, let's just continue the theme of the issue of the race card and why the Democrats use it. The only reason Kamala Harris is vice president today is because she's black. Certainly it's not for her smarts. Certainly it's not for her her policies. She's the one that was putting black folks in jail when she was attorney general in California. If Democrats wanted to let everybody out, Kamala wasn't their person. So I want to take a trip down memory lane and go back to this bishop. His name is Bishop Patrick Wooden. And he gave a great, great, great little speech, sermon, really, about Kamala Harris. And I figured I'd play it for you. It's a couple minutes long, but it's great.
Can I get a witness? Don't you let them. Because you see, these people have an agenda. And their agenda, one of the things, is to get rid of the church. To get rid of the church. To have abortion on demand. To the promotion of all things LGBTQ. You know, Kamala Harris, she's running for the vice presidency. I call her Miss Lockupper, brother, for when she was the AG in California, a Negro knew, a black man knew that he was dead in the water. He was dead in the water. Matter of fact, you don't need a trial. You might as well go into jail if you appear before her, because she took pride in locking up black folk. And now all of a sudden she's trying to be sister girl. I'm telling you, check out her record. She locked us up left and right. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, you did, Kamala, however I should pronounce it, you did. And now we're supposed to forget all that stuff. And she boasted in California that she was one of the first. I got the tape cued, but my time's up today. One of the first, I showed you Thursday night, to perform a same-sex marriage. Y'all want to see it? You want to see it? Let it rip.
Let the rings exchanged and the vows declared symbolize your commitment, sincerity, and affection.
Yeah.
And may your love never falter.
May your love never falter.
By virtue of the power and authority vested in me by the state of California, I now declare you spouses for life.
Cut. Now that is who supposed to deliver us. Now, are you crazy? I like what Maya Angelou says. She said, when the people show you who they are, believe them. That's Kamala. And let me tell you, anybody who's trying to turn America into Sodom and Gomorrah is not good for this nation. She's not good for the state. And she ain't good for black folk. We need husbands and wives. We need fathers. We need mothers. Men born male, women born female. We need real people. Wow! Somebody shout something to God.
Amen, God. Preach it, Bishop. I play that whole thing for you because it's classic. Why would I interrupt him there? I mean, let her rip. I love that guy. And you know what? He described Miss Lockupper, brother, very well, didn't he? This was Kamala's goal, to put low-level drug offenders in prison in California. She's gone totally 180 from that. Maybe there's a little balance we need, right? Maybe a little balance. Maybe violent criminals you put in prison. Maybe if you're a hardcore drug dealer, you put you in prison. Maybe if you get caught, busted on the corner smoking a little weed, maybe you get a pass. But Miss Lockupper, brother, she put everybody in prison, as the bishop said. So I wanted to play that for you because that's who has the potential to be president of the United States if, God forbid, Joe Biden goes down. And then you got Kamala Harris. Who's worse? The reality is I'm not sure either is one or better than the other or worse than the other, because it's going to be the same people calling the shots. Barack Obama, George Soros, Clintons, the access of evildoers in America. These are the ones calling the shots, whether it's Kamala or whether it's Joe. I'm not sure it really makes a difference. They're not making the calls. All right. Real quick, folks. Let me just remind you about my friends at Midas Gold Group, and then I want to play another great piece done by a young man on a college campus quizzing college students about what's going on in Gaza. And he asks them some very simple questions like, do you chant from the river to the sea? Do you know what river? Do you know what sea? Jordan River, Mediterranean. They don't know that. Antifada, do they know what that means? No, they don't. Slaughter all Jews. They don't know. Antifada. They don't know any of these things. I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. But before I do, let me remind you about my friends at Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. Now's the time to put your money into precious metals. Start hoarding them. Bury it in your backyard. But you've got to start collecting. We see a very unpredictable stock market right now. We know that inflation is no signs of backing down. We know chaos in the Middle East does not serve well for traditional investments and what can happen with an economy. This is why a physical commodity like gold is a great hedge against all of this stuff. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. I trust these guys. I know these guys. I break bread with them on a regular basis. They're veteran-owned, and they mean well, and you can trust them. So many of my listeners and viewers are using Midas Gold Group. Please pay them a visit at MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, let's go through this young gentleman who goes, it looks like Washington Square in Greenwich Village of New York. So they're probably NYU students out here. Let's listen to what he did and how his little quizzes go.
Welcome to Gaza graduation. Let's see how much students actually know what they stand for. If you get them right, you win $100. First question, have you guys chanted from the river to the sea?
Yes.
Okay, which river, which sea?
The Sea of...
So you don't know the answer?
Okay. No.
The answer was the Mediterranean and the Jordan. What does Hamas say their number one goal is according to their charter?
They just wanted a free Palestine.
To murder all Jews around the world. How many years did Israel occupy Gaza?
Late 1800s, the entire time.
Since 48.
It was actually under Egyptian control for the first 20 or so years, and then Israel actually left Gaza in 2006.
I'm shocked. Wait, they left?
What is the definition of Zionism?
Doesn't that mean you like hate Palestinians, right?
Jewish people who think that Judaism is the highest race.
Zionism actually just means that you think Jews are entitled to having their own homeland to protect themselves from another Holocaust. You don't even have to be Jewish. That makes you a Zionist.
Okay.
What does Antifada Revolution mean?
I don't know what that means.
But you've chanted it?
Yeah.
It's like a global call to murder Jews.
Wow. Wow.
Did you know you said that?
No.
Would you say it again?
Probably not.
How much have our foreign adversaries donated to American universities in the last decade?
No idea.
I couldn't give you a number on that.
The answer was over $6 billion. How many Gazan refugees have the Arab neighboring countries let in the last few months?
35,000.
The answer was zero.
Look, you asked an education major about...
Students don't seem to know what they stand for. So wouldn't it be great if these expensive colleges actually taught them something?
So did you see the little writing when they were asking these kids the questions? It's hilarious. I saw Pace University, Rutgers, Sarah Lawrence College. Sarah Lawrence College, $85,000 a year, and these kids do not know the answers to very basic questions. Look, if you're not ingrained in politics, you may not know the answers to these questions. But if you're out there protesting and you're putting your life on the line when it gets violent, that you're going to get arrested or you're running the risk of being arrested over something you feel so strongly about, you think you would know the answers to much of this. They didn't know the answers to anything because they're sheep. They just follow the protest crowd. It is a protest class of people that all they want is chaos. They want to be screaming and yelling to feel like they're doing something about the, quote, oppressed. Yet they have no idea of what's really going on in the world. What was the 75,000 was one school, 85,000, 51,000 was the cheapest tuition at one of the schools they mentioned there. $51,000, and they don't know the answers to these questions. That, folks, is sad, and I mean really sad. All right, well, that's going to do it for us today. It's so great being along with you. Don't forget my website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com, Stinchfield1776 on all the social media platforms. Give me a follow. You know, we're trying to do this on YouTube now as well. So give me a follow on YouTube. Spread that. And we're trying to build that channel up. We still got big numbers on Rumble, and we're grateful for that. And then, of course, Facebook, Getter, Truth Social, Instagram, all of it, Stinchfield1776. Even TikTok, that one's a little different, not Grant Stinchfield, because, you know, I've been canceled on TikTok. So if you could follow me there, that's helpful as well. Folks, I appreciate you. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We'll see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks for watching.